Ignition number 23192, reel 1.
Tape 1. Where and when were you born?
I was born in Southsea. When? Oh gosh, yeah, 1923 May, actually. But we didn't stay in Southsea very long. When Father left the Navy in 1930, we moved to Dawlish. And I grew up in Dawlish.
And where did you go to school?
Newton Abbott Grammar, mainly. That was after the Dawlish schools, you know. Wasn't very good at grammar school.
What didn't you like about it?
I don't really know. It was possibly because I was an only child, and hence somehow I wasn't very good with mixing with others, and lived in a world of my own which didn't really correspond to what the grammar school wanted from me. However, I got through, but luckily in 1938, Father, being on the reserve, was recalled to the Navy, and Mother was taking in boarders at the time, so I used that as an excuse to leave school and help her, so I thought. But I was then sent for a year to a commercial college, learning typewriting, bookkeeping, all that rot, and left there at, what? Get the age I was then, 16 I suppose, yes. Got a job in Exeter as a junior clerk, transferred to Squire Hall's office in Dawlish.
What sort of business was that?
Well, he's Luscombe Castle, Hall's Bank in London. And this was the home farm and the estate office. But by that time, I was 17, I'd joined the Home Guard, and my interests were more with them than anything else. However, they put up with me, and the day after I was 18, on the 26th of May, 1941, I went and joined up in Exeter.
And what were your duties when you were in the Home Guard?
I belonged to a platoon of young chaps called the Mobile Platoon. I suppose because we were more active with the others, and we had American armament, machine guns, etc., which we learned to handle. And we used to go on manoeuvres driven by Devon General buses. We'd march around the town to the derision of the townsfolk. But it was amusing, and I suppose I learned quite a lot.
And did you have to do duties at night in the town?
Well, only guarding our headquarters, which was an old volunteers' drill hole, had been used in the town in the 1900s. But then it became a scout headquarters, so we turfed the scouts out, and we used that to store all our equipment, and we stood guard there at night. which was one of the reasons why I was glad to become an NCO, so I didn't have to stand guard.
And did you have a uniform?
Oh, yes. Yes, we started with the old denim two-piece, you know, with the armband, and we were issued with a greatcoat, a side hat, but when I became the sergeant, I had the privilege of wearing a peaked, khaki peaked cap.
And how many of you were you in your home guard?
Oh, it was just a platoon of about 30. All the older men were up the road in a large hut. I don't think they wanted to have much to do with us.
Did you have a senior officer?
Oh, yes. Yes, one officer. That was all. He was a local chemist, actually. Nice man.
Did you do manoeuvres?
Yes, we'd go on Holden and sort of creep through the heather and things like that. Hadn't much idea what we were doing, but it was enjoyable.
What age were you when you actually joined the Home Guard?
17. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the lowest possible age they would take you. I heard the announcement actually of the formation, and I think they said 17. So I went down to the police station straight away, much to mother's horror, and joined up.
Just backtracking slightly. Where were you when war was declared?
In Dawlish, at home, yeah. Because the Home Guard didn't form until 1940.
And what were your thoughts on hearing the news?
Well, I kept quiet about it, but in a way I was elated. I thought, I thought perhaps I would now see real life, because Dawlish was a very pleasant little town, but oh, so boring, and with a strict mother, I wasn't allowed to have girlfriends or things like that. I just wanted to get away, and I could see that joining the army would be a jolly good excuse.
So you joined up the day you were 18?
Yes. Well, no, the day after I was 18. I'd have joined up on the day I was 18, but that was a Sunday. The recruiting office wasn't open.
And where did you go to join up?
In Exeter. There's a recruiting office up near the castle. Joined up there. Had the usual medical and things like that. And was told I'd be posted to a young soldiers' battalion of the Dorset Regiment. And a few weeks after that, I got my marching orders and went to Dorchester.
What was the reaction of your mother and your father?
Well, father was away, of course, by then. I don't think he minded. Mother, I suppose, very brave. She realised that was what I wanted to do. Okay, she accepted it, but I know she worried.
So a few weeks later, you were called to your unit?
Yes. The 70th Battalion, the Dorset Regiment. 70th Young Soldiers Battalion.
And what was your reception at the unit like?
Get over here, boy! mind it in the least. I'd not really experienced the real army before, but it was all so new that, you know, it was great, and meeting different fellows and that, they were quite a tough bunch. The platoon I was in seemed to be composed of Borstal boys from Birmingham. They were all talking, where do you come from? College boy? They called me college boy. Don't quite know why, but I didn't go to college still. However, I got on all right with them, and we all worked together. Well, but of course, I had the slight advantage of a year's experience with the Home Guard. I knew how to march and halt and stand at ease. So, for me, it was fairly easy, and was familiar with the weapons and training like that. It wasn't bad.
What weapons were you issued with?
Well, at that time it was, I think it was Enfield, old Enfield things we had for learning arms drill and all that sort of thing. But that's about all we saw. We did see a Bren gun, but didn't do a great deal on that. All the training was concerned with marching and being disciplined.
And what were your initial reactions to army lifestyle?
Well, as I say, I enjoyed it. It was so different from Dawlish and home that whatever they threw at me, I enjoyed it thoroughly.
And the food?
I don't think I really noticed very much. Probably ate everything I got, but was interested with the system. There was sort of about 12 of you to a table, and one of you would be sent off to the cookhouse and came back with containers, which they were open, and they dished out from the container, and it was passed around the table with the lance corporal in charge of you. I don't really remember much about the food, to be honest.
And your accommodation?
Well, the usual wooden hut. The bed consisted of three planks of wood, which rested on two wooden trestles, 7 or 8 inches high. On that you had a straw-filled palliasse, and you were issued with three blankets, I think, and that was it.
And did you make some good friends at this time?
Oh yes. Yes, I was able to go out and have probably my first drink in Dorchester, and go around the pubs, and one of my pals knew a man who owned a brewery, and we'd go there on a Sunday, of course. Jolly good fun. So I learnt from a very early age to handle it, shall I say.
Did you meet some girls at this time?
No, funnily enough, wasn't really interested. I was so full of the army, and never having been permitted to be even seen with a girl. I was scared stiff of them and kept well away from them.
Did you you go to the films and see the newsreels?
Now and again, yes. Now and again. Kept wondering when on earth I could get into it. 41, not a lot was going on, really. But I just wanted to be in the battalion, so I thought. Anyway, after training, it was only a matter of weeks, off we went to the 70th Battalion. This was a battalion whose object in life mainly seemed to be guarding aerodromes. I went to a place called Fort Rauner, which was a Napoleonic period sort of fort somewhere around the back of Portsmouth. And the barrack rooms were sort of caves drilled into a cliff, and the remains of sort of battlements around there. Anyway, by that time I'd decided to take the bull by the horns and apply for a commission. I don't know why, really. But the practice was, if you were a potential candidate for a commission, they gave you a stripe. So I became a lance corporal and began to learn how to handle other men. Didn't have a lot of trouble, but you know, they'd try it on, you know, we'd be sent out to barbed wire somewhere and they'd sit down and start playing cards, so I had to gently get them onto their feet and start them working. So I learned all sorts of tricks that way. And then we moved to so many places, it's difficult really to remember. But the one I remember probably the most was to Muddiford, near Christchurch, where our company, this was B Company, was guarding the airfield there. And life became quite interesting there.
What sort of airfield was it?
Actually, there was an aircraft factory nearby, and I think they used the airfield for sort of just landing and taking off. You know, it wasn't a military one as such, but we had machine gun positions all around the airfield. That was interesting. And all by that time I became a full corporal.
Had you heard any more about your commission?
No, they seemed to sit on it. I don't know. It was quite some time before anything came up, probably, I expect, because so many were applying. I'm a small fry, anyway.
How did you get on with the officers in your unit?
Didn't see very much of them, to be honest. Some, I suspect, were, you know, gentlemen who perhaps were a little past it. The commanding officer himself was, to me, very old. They were, I don't know, perhaps they had injuries or something like that. They don't appear to have been in action or anything like that, but I may malign them, but they didn't worry me much.
What sort of relationship did they have with the men?
Rather aloof. You know, it was sort of about all the time you saw them was morning parade, and you line the lads up and platoon, Shanda! On would come the officer, and one would salute, and he would inspect and carry on, and that was about it. So, no, it wasn't very close at all.
How did you get on with the other NCOs?
Oh, quite well. And the chaps. In fact, one coloured chap, I think he came from up country somewhere, he was keen on horses. And there was a stables nearby, riding stables. And he persuaded me to join him. We used to go riding. That's where I learned to ride, first of all. Fell off many times, of course, naturally. But enjoyed that. I always fancied being in the cavalry. I just didn't really enjoy the infantry. Because we'd be doing route marches and all that, all very healthy. But not if you were carrying the boys' anti-tank rifle, which was quite a heavy and long weapon. Generally, it would be passed from one to another after a certain length of time because it did wear you down. But I suppose it was all jolly good training for me and kept me fit. And
what else did you do for fitness? Boxing or PT?
Not then, no. It didn't seem to be time for that because one platoon went on guard at the airfield per night. And of course when they came off, they went to bed. The rest of us, so we were never really complete as a company. But the nightlife was all right. I actually went to dances there and learned to dance. And met girls. Well, that was a strange experience. But, we moved from there on very quickly, actually. Where did we go then? Up near Dorchester. I forget the name of the place. It's quite near Dorchester. There was a proper army camp, that was. We weren't there long before we were renumbered as the 9th Battalion, the Dorset Regiment. So began to feel like a real soldier then.
Did you know much of the history of the Dorset Regiment?
The 39th and 54th of Foot. Remember that. Bits and pieces. We weren't taught, I suppose. They didn't have the time. I used to look it up at odd times in books. I was interested in history. But then we moved to Colchester, to Roman Way Camp, Colchester, and seemed to be starting to become real soldiers. I became a sergeant and was dispatched to the battle training course at Frinton-on-Sea, 45 Dev Battle School. Boy! Everything was done at the double. You ran everywhere and he went over obstacle courses, and you spent the whole day going through obstacle courses, and you ended up on the sea. They said, right, wade into the sea. So in you went with your full equipment. Turn around, you've just invaded. And as we got onto the beach, live guns opened up on us. Not quite, they were quite near. So where there we were, none at all that way. It was just like the pictures. That was great. That was real soldiering. So I thought.
So active service held no fear for you?
No. No, I can't honestly say it did. Never really thought about it. Anyway, shortly after that, I was sent off to the board as a candidate for a commission.